You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI on this spooky Halloween. I didn't make that sound spooky, did I? Spooky, spooky. There, is that better? You see, I got to go low. I got to go into my lower register. Low, spooky. You guys all spooky. I don't know. Halloween, I love it. I put some pictures up on Facebook of some of the coolest jack-o'-lanterns I've ever seen. You guys have seen many of these, right? Right? Some of these pumpkins on a kind of a scarecrow, but there's a butt for the pumpkin and the pants are down, and so it looks like the scarecrow is mooning you, right? Because the pumpkin looks like a butt. Let me look it up. There's like a mama pumpkin. And she's in a little surgical gown, and then she is giving a birth to a baby. There's a little baby pumpkin coming out, and the baby pumpkin has a mouth crying like it's coming out, giving birth. That one I like. I also like the ones where you guys take the entrails of the pumpkin, and there's one picture where there's a bunch of beer bottles, right? And alcohol by the pumpkins. One pumpkin is looking at another, and the other one, the eyes are completely slanted, and all the pumpkin entrails and seeds are spewing out of its mouth, you know, like it's throwing up. That one's one of my favorites. That's pretty funny. You guys are funny. So, happy Halloween. I told you what we used to do. We used to trick or drink, and you go to each house, right, with a big, huge wine glass, you know, go trick or drink, and the adults are like, all right, well, I'll pour you some. I got some wine, I got some whiskey, fine, whatever. All right, pour it in. You take that shot, you know, because you usually just pour about a shot or two. Then you go to the next house, trick or drink, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, well, good, because, you know, I'm running out of candy. You know, they give you a little bit more alcohol. By the third, fourth house, you're out of it. Please, though, be careful. Don't be doing that. Got a lot to talk about. You know, the origin of vampires, is it linked to a certain group of individuals that had a medical condition? We're going to talk about that. That's kind of cool, the porphyrias. So we'll talk about that. Got a lot of medical news. A lot of political stuff is starting to come back. I don't really want to hear. I mean, I know we got, 5 days left till the election, and it's already starting. I mean, for example, I was extremely frustrated. Okay, so here's Governor Christie. He's looking at the damage. I'm in New Jersey. It looks like of all the states, I mean, New Jersey really got hit hard. Probably the worst in terms of flooding. You know, they believe New York is going to probably recoup quicker than Jersey. But, you know, Jersey and all those communities that were right there on the water, completely underwater. So Chris Christie is just in shock. You hear these mayors almost in tears as they're being, you know, interviewed. And, you know, there's CNN or somebody in the liberal media, trying to ask him what, you know, is he concerned that Romney, isn't coming out there? And he's like, do you think I give a damn about politics right now? Apparently what Chris Christie had said is when Obama had, agreed to, you know, his asking for a natural, you know, disaster classification of what's going on, and President Obama had started to send relief, or the government had sent relief. Chris Christie, Governor Christie of New Jersey, said, you know, Obama's response was outstanding. Okay, fine. Leave it at that. Let's move on. Let's work on the recovery. There's going to be weeks of recovery for Hurricane Sandy. Instead, the media is jumping on that. Chris Christie said Obama is outstanding. This could change the election. Just stop it. Stop it already. I mean, people died. People are still dying. People still need to be rescued. You know, millions of people are without power. Millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars of damage is done. And the media is trying to make a political issue out of this. I think Chris Christie said exactly what he should. All right? You're in the middle of a crisis. Whoever has come to help, commend them. Whether they're Democrat, Republican, I mean, remember, we're Americans first. Okay? You know, we aren't supposed to be going towards a civil war here. We're Americans first. We're helping everybody alike. And so for the media to have wanted, you know, Chris Christie to make it a political statement, I think is completely unprofessional and ridiculous at this point in time. And I am so glad that Chris Christie later clarified his comments as, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to be talking about politics right now. All right? We need help. New Jersey needs help from everybody. All right? I mean, they're helping Democrats and Republicans. This isn't about only the Republicans or only the Democrats getting help and only the Republicans giving help or the Democrats giving help. And so, I don't know about you guys, but I think after this election, I really think we need some sort of a momentum or movement telling these media outlets who are really trying to, and again, I didn't see Fox, I was watching CNN at the time, but, really trying to skew everything. I mean, you see the desperation with this election. All right, come on, we have a natural disaster. This comes first. The president is going to be decided next week, and most likely whoever has the ability to vote has already made their decision. Okay? Now, there are some concerns that because of the widespread devastation back east, that voting may not be able to occur in certain cities, and we'll get to that a little later this hour, what they're trying to do. From what we understand, it is going to be one of the priorities. I mean, believe it or not, in addition to the rescue work and the recuperation and the salvaging of what they can and then the rebuilding. I mean, there is an election. What, it's 6 days away? 6 days away. So, get to that a little later in this hour. But I'm just sick of it, you know, and good for Governor Christie for saying it like it is. Yeah, I mean, you know, New Jersey right now for him comes first. If Obama helped, great. Commend him on Obama. Let's move on. Don't try to make it a political statement. Mitt Romney does not have to personally go down there and wade in the water. Mitt Romney, from what we understand, has donated. He's, you know, putting on relief efforts. I think that's wonderful. I mean, don't start making this a political extravaganza. It's going to appear fake. And well done for everybody keeping it straight right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thank you for Dawn, who is working the dials, and thank you all for tuning in. One issue that has come up in the political forefront in the midst of the devastation of Hurricane Sandy is the idea of FEMA. And cutting spending to FEMA, or Mitt Romney's suggestion that FEMA be brought to the state level or even private level. Now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has been under much discussion, especially since Hurricane Katrina. And it was also of discussion earlier this year because I think President Obama had actually, in his budget, wanted to cut I can't remember the exact number, but there was at least, I'm trying to think, I'm sorry, I don't have the $1 million mark in front of me, but millions of dollars from FEMA itself. Now, of course, that's not what the media is capitalizing on. They're capitalizing on Romney's comment in the middle of a debate where FEMA, who is usually the agency that comes in to swoop in when we have these natural disasters coming from the government, he had suggested when somebody asked should the government abolish FEMA, should they cut FEMA, he said anything you could transfer to the state level, you know, I'm for, or even the private sector, even better. So, which I think a lot of conservatives, agree. You know, the more you can have the states handle, the better. And, you know, FEMA has, of course, acted a little more rapidly, this time around than it did, expeditiously, I should say, than it did, during Hurricane Katrina. But, you know, this is going to be an issue that's going to continually come up. You know, should the states have more power to fix their problems statewide, or should we have this government umbrella agency there for the rescue? Now, what always confused me whenever I've seen these disasters, and, you know, we've been watching hurricanes and earthquakes, you know, for years, is how you hear the mayors of the cities, you hear the governors of the city saying, you know, we're waiting for the government to step in, you know, we're waiting for help, or we're using whatever resources we have. And I've always found that confusing. Why don't states have their own resources? And I guess in the news today, there was one county where the National Guard, quote unquote, finally showed up. Now, I know that's the National Guard, okay, so that's different, but that was the phrase they used, that here we are on Wednesday, and the National Guard finally shows up. Why are we waiting for the government? Why are states in that predicament? So, you know, now, should FEMA be in the hands of private enterprise? I don't know if I want to go that far. I mean, one thing I've seen with the private sector is it's very volatile. And, you know, I would love a little bit more consistency. And sometimes, you know, whether it's state government or federal government, if we're looking at the pros and cons, there may be a little bit more consistency than we would see, you know, in the private sector. But there should be funds. There should be supplies. There should be protocol plans, people ready, at the drop of a hat within the state. You know, and not this, okay, well, you know, well, we gotta kinda, you know, wait for the government, or we need the government to declare it a national disaster, and then FEMA comes in. And so, you know, the less bureaucracy, you know, during the, during a time of devastation, I think it's better. Now, of course, what's the media doing? They're completely ripping on Mitt Romney, going, you see, he wants to abolish FEMA. I guess he was working on a police effort. He was working on a relief effort, yesterday, you know, for, Sandy in the East Coast. And, the reporters are like, we've asked you 14 times. Do you want to abolish FEMA? No, Mitt Romney does not have to, in the midst of all this, while he's trying to organize a relief effort, you know, start to break down what he wants to do for FEMA. No, we don't need to discuss this right now. Now, of course, some people who are undergoing the disaster may want some answers and go, wait a second, if I want to vote for you, what's going to change? But honestly, you know, he was in the middle of carrying supplies, for crying out loud. Leave him alone. Let's get through this. We could get as political as we want to weeks later after the election. So, I'll leave that up to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, of course, the purpose of the federal government is to fill in where the states cannot. You know, but remember, you know, a lot of times, you know, when the hurricane damage occurs, it's in localized places. This case, yes, it was widespread. And yes, FEMA had to come in, but we had complete cities in New Jersey underwater. You know, I hate seeing these politicians and these government agents, you know, say, okay, you know, we're waiting for, the government to step in. We're waiting. And I find that extremely frustrating. And it's a sign of weakness too. Okay. I mean, when poo-poo happens, you know, we need a response right away. We need it now. So as far as I'm concerned, if there's a better way for FEMA to be restructured and at state level, I think it's great. You know, I would just need to see what the plan is for a privately owned structured FEMA before I weigh in on that one. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. CBS News has a state-by-state snapshot here of what's been going on with Hurricane Sandy. From what we understand in Connecticut, they say there's widespread damage to homes on Long Island Sound. Fires had destroyed 3 multimillion-dollar homes in Greenwich. Body of a missing man has been recovered in Wilford. Death toll right now from Connecticut is up to 3. Power outages dropped from 620,000 to 482,000. Coast Guard says operations are resuming in the port of Long Island Sound. By the way, I think JFK has just reopened. In New York, the JFK airport has reopened. LaGuardia is still, from what we understand, completely flooded out, not opening anytime soon. Delaware. In Delaware, they say some southern coastal areas remain underwater. Officials say the damage is far less than anticipated. Power outages have dropped from 45,000 to 7,400. So recovery is hopefully moving swiftly there. Illinois, high waves and flooding are possible on the Lake Michigan shore on Wednesday in Chicago. We were already seeing a little bit of that yesterday, where it looked like the waves were already starting to come up on the shore. Kentucky, as much of a foot of snow fell in the higher elevations of Appalachian Kentucky. Your Appalachian states getting a lot of snow right now. Maine, the port of Portland has reopened, but ocean conditions are still dangerous with high winds. Remember, they're still feeling the storm, even though the eye of the storm has dissipated. More than 16,000 people have been out of power, down from 90,000. In Maryland, eastern Maryland cleaned up from storm surge, while western Maryland has 29 inches of snow. 2 deaths so far, 300,000 people out of power. Massachusetts, a lot of cleanup. Many schools are closed. Power outages, about 106,000. Michigan, cargo shipping on the Great Lakes at a standstill. Waves were up to 20 feet. Power outages have improved down to 40,000 from 150. But, I mean, look at this. 40,000 people out of power in Michigan. It's cold. It's cold. New Hampshire. Construction worker who was checking on a job site in Lincoln, New Hampshire, was killed in a landslide. Power outages, 81,000, down from 210. New Jersey, huge. Fires that destroyed several homes, actually rekindled, fueled by natural gas. National Guard arrived to evacuate residents of Hoboken and distribute supplies. From what we understand, President Obama is visiting. I believe he's there now. Chris Christie plans to ask the president to assign the Army Corps of Engineers to work on how to rebuild the beaches and the best way to rebuild the beach to protect these towns. Huge outages in Newark and Jersey City. Power outages now at 2.1 million. New York, from what we understand, the bus system is in gear. Subway still down. However, with the bus system, people trying to get to work, you know, they take the bus from, you know, uptown or downtown, and then, you know, by the time they get a few blocks, the bus is full. So you're waiting for the bus. These buses are full and passing you by. People walking to work are getting to work, and then they're being turned away by their employers saying no power, no work today. So we have a lot of people right now out of work temporarily, not making salary, not making their wages. And that's a huge concern. Huge security concerns as well, because still part of New York City still without power. They think it could be days before power is fully restored in New York City and Long Island. Let me see. Mayor Bloomberg did ring the bell. New York Stock Exchange open. Death toll in New York City, 22. Total deaths in New York, 29. Power outage number at 1.9 million. North Carolina, the search is still on for the captain of the tall ship that sank. Power outages down to 400. Ohio, Lake Erie flooded, schools closed. And it's just the list goes on. All right, guys, don't go away. We got medical news and more updates for you. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. and it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I was in medical school, we were learning about a condition called porphyria, all right? And porphyria, or cutaneous erythropoietic porphyria, which is one of them, is kind of a irregularity in the production of heme, which is an aspect to your blood. Heme is in blood. Heme, I don't know if it's Latin. Oh, please don't ask me to translate. But basically, a porphyria, it's a group of these medical disorders that result in a buildup of chemicals called porphyrins. Now, what was very interesting about this, and this is how they caught our attention, because remember, you're sitting there in medical school and you're taking notes, and you're like, oh, is this going to be on the test? Oh, this is going to be on the test. Damn, can I borrow a piece of paper? Okay, wake up. Jeff, wake up. This is going to be on the test. So they're like, yeah, but guys, this is where the vampire theory came from. We're like, huh? What porphyrias and vampires? All right, so I guess when you get this buildup, apparently in order to make blood, there's a process that occurs. All right, there's a process that occurs in which you make blood. And when you have a deficiency, or let's say if you have a mutation, and people with porphyrias do, and one of the genes involved in the production of heme to make blood, then it could lead up to the porphyrins, because you got to get this back log of these porphyrins that are supposed to be used to make blood. The porphyrins, even though they're normal for the body, it's not normal for them to build up. So people that get porphyria start to have issues like muscle pain, and they could be disoriented, hallucination, seizures, confusion, etc., kind of zombie-like, all right? But many of them could be hypersensitive to the sun. And if they are in direct sunlight, they could unfortunately suffer from blisters, itching, rashes, etc. So these group of people who had a porphyria would avoid the sun. Also, when you have buildup of heme, all right, or a precursor to heme, it will excrete in the urine, right? Remember, what do your kidneys do? Your kidneys have to filter out what is overabundant in your blood. Whatever's in your blood, if there's too much, filters out. Even though, remember, these things are making blood, while they're making blood, they're still within the blood vessel, okay? They don't just hide out in the skin or in your ear canal. I mean, they're circulating in the blood. So the kidneys are like, no, 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 we got too much of this, or we're going to dump them. So people's urine would turn red. So you had somebody with bloody urine. You had somebody who had to avoid the sun. That is one of the possible routes for vampires. Now, vampires also are afraid of garlic. There is a theory that some people with porphyria can't tolerate certain foods, garlic being one of them. So, the fear of garlic. Now, the cross, wanting to bite people's necks, I don't know. That I can't medically explain. But that's, I guess, one of the theories. Now, remember in True Blood, when a vampire would go out to the sun, they immediately would start to, you know, I know they start to steam, but they immediately start to blister. That's the cutaneous erythropoietic porphyria that we see. They blister in the sun. So it's like they go out into the sun. I mean, not as quickly as the vampires do on True Blood, but it does cause these blistering. It's an immune response that these people get. So that's where they, possibly consider the idea of vampires coming from. Okay? We've heard stories like, you know, with witches, you know, well, they were left-handed. It was very odd to write with the left hand. And, it, you know, and unfortunately, with the Salem witch hunt, you know, many people who were left-handed were considered to be witches and died. It's medical anomalies, sometimes weren't very logically, theorized or justified in people's minds. They just decided to consider that you had some sort of supernatural being to you and you should be killed. Another explanation for vampires might have originated from tuberculosis. Now, what happens when you get afflicted with tuberculosis? What do you cough up? A lot of times you cough up blood. So one theory, because remember, consumption was huge. Thousands of people would die from tuberculosis, and it was very easily spread. And so somebody who coughed up blood had blood stains on their mouth. And with blood stains on their mouth, it would look like they must have just eaten somebody. And then was coughing because they, you know, swallowed, or, you know, the blood went down the wrong tube. And so that was another possibility. Plus, here's the thing. You know, whenever you would have a plague or a widespread disease like tuberculosis or et cetera, when things like this would happen, some would think, okay, well, you know, maybe there's a religious reason. But others would think it was a supernatural reason. You know, I mean, you know, tuberculosis was so contagious that anybody around you that you know, you coughed on could possibly contain it. So, you know, how do you scare people into avoiding other people with it, because you don't want that person to come to your factory or work or come to your house for Easter and be carrying the disease and then give it to your kids. So a lot of times back then in the olden days, they would use some sort of supernatural theory to scare people into avoidance if these tuberculosis people wouldn't quarantine themselves. And so that would be another reason. You know, you see somebody with blood on their mouth, they're a vampire, get away from them. And of course, somebody with tuberculosis was extremely sick, was extremely, you know, a lot of times you're hypoxic, you aren't getting oxygen, you're disillusioned, you know, and you raise your hands going, no, no, you know, you raise your hands because you're weak, or you raise your hand because you're weak, you kind of look zombie-like. Everyone's like, ah! And so that's what happened. You also had some people that, I'm trying to think of another, you know, where would zombies come in? You know, zombies, very interesting. You know, zombie myths, you know, back in the olden days, they really didn't think of zombies as zombies like we do today. But people would be very concerned if somebody had, an eye configuration. That was odd. I mean, if you notice in the old movies, like with Frankenstein and things, you know, people who would work in the Frankenstein lab would have eyes, would have either, you know, a lazy eye, you know, some strabismus, or would have, you know, what we like on Sesame Street called googly eyes. Or sometimes people had exophthalmos. Now, exophthalmos, you've seen in people with high thyroid, hyperthyroid, or Graves. It's where the eye appears to bulge out. It's a sign of hyperthyroidism. And there is surgery. There is a cosmetic type of surgery that you could do to kind of relax those muscles, bring the eyes in, eyes back in. But people who all of a sudden, their eyes, and this may not happen gradually, the eyes may pop out over a weekend when this happens in Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism. And that would scare people. So all of a sudden, you have a person in your neighborhood whose eyes start to pop out. You know, and if they didn't understand that Graves' disease and exophthalmos, they would come up with other types of theories on their own. The devil, who knows, a zombie type of issue. So I would, you know, it's interesting how, you know, there's these medical sometimes foundations. You know, I guess Toxoplasma gondii. Has been found. It's a parasite, the toxoplasmosis parasite. We could pick it up from our kitty litter boxes when the kitty cats poop. Sometimes the kids poop in the kitty box too. Remember the Zohan movie? He just peed in the litter box. But sometimes rats infected with toxoplasma have a zombie-like behavior. And so, you know, with these bugs being around and then animals being affected, you know, it's not surprising that people would think there was some sort of a mysterious type of, I don't know, superstitious, supernatural type of embodiment in that theory. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You better talk too much. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the best places to reach the Dr. Dahlia Show online is my website. DrDahlia.com has an on-demand. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. If ever you miss the Dr. Dahlia Show live, or if your local news talk station does not play the Dr. Dahlia Show. But if that's the case, get on them. Tell your local news talk station to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their town. Instructions are on my website, Genesis Communications Network, where easily make it happen. Please Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. I know everybody's got a busy night ahead of them with trick-or-treating. Remember, this is probably the number one day and evening when we have the most car accidents and child fatalities from being run over. Please just expect somebody darting out in front of you. I would just be at the 5 mile an hour mark in most neighborhoods. This is just where these kids dart out. And I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, I know. Just a reminder, I even forget. You know, I mean, I race to work and I'm by a school and I'm like, oh, I got to slow down. I got to get down to, you know, 25 miles an hour, you know, because the light's not on for the 15. Remember, these are where the kids are going to be darting around. I mean, yeah, they may not be in the main intersections, but once you start getting off the main arteries and you're on the arterioles and then you later go to the little capillaries of the street, that's what we call them. My kids never get how I explain my neighborhood. But anyway, once you're in the little capillaries and then you end up going to the little venules, then you go to the veins and then you're in the inferior vena cava and then back on the main highway. But anyway, you want to make sure these kids are going to dart out. Make sure your kids are not in costumes where the gown is so long or the legs are so long that they trip, fall on the ground, and then get stuck in the street. Okay, because what do these kids do after they fall? Well, one, they're kind of shocked for a little bit. Two, they start to scramble for their candy in the dark. And car doesn't see them. They're too low. Boom. All right. I hate talking about this kind of stuff, but these are things that we have to know. And, you know, trust me, I got two boys. So the younger boy gets practically everything hand-me-down. I mean, this Halloween was the first time I think we bought him his own, his own thing, his own, like, mask. But his costume is from older brother. I still don't understand why we're buying kids' costumes these days. I mean, we had to make our own. It blows my mind the money we spend. But you know what? If it helps the economy and it's putting people at work in my city, fine, I'll do it. But I still think it's ridiculous that we're purchasing costumes. Making your costumes are cooler. Usually my kid wears the hand-me-downs. And if it was a hand-me-down from last year and they're too big for him, a lot of times we don't care. We just say, well, you know, stuff it into your sock. Stuff the pants leg into the sock. Oh, no. Yeah, we're not, you know, yeah. And they do it and then it loosens up and then they trip. Keep in mind, guys, if the kids are wearing something that's too long. Also, these masks, they're ridiculous. My son is wearing a mask that he can't see out of. So I want to take a knife right before and cut open the eyes to make them open on the mask to, give him more visibility. He won't let me do it. No, Mom, it's going to ruin the mask. I just won't see. Now, I know a lot of us think that's kind of ridiculous, but then again, I mean, look at what we women do just to, you know, get ready for work, right? Shaving our legs, waxing our upper lip, right? Plucking eyebrows. I mean, you know, we wearing high heels that, we can't even walk in after 2 minutes. I mean, you know, we women for years have been doing things just because it looks good. So I kind of get how my son has no problem going through the whole trick-or-treating experience tonight without being able to see just so he could look cool in his mask. I get that. But then parents, you trick-or-treat with him, realize this kid is not going to see and he's going to be tripping. Ideally, face paint him. All right, put makeup on his face, make the face really cool looking. You know, there's a way to do zombie makeup. I mean, see, the big thing now is kids don't want to be Spider-Man or Superman or remember Isis and Shazam? I bet half of you listening have no idea what I'm talking about, Shazam and Isis. All right. Nobody wants to be those guys anymore. Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. Oh, the Partridge Family. I got to admit, that would be cool. That would be cool, somebody being the Partridge Family, right? Brady Bunch, everybody knows. Partridge Family, yeah, you got to have the bus. Got to have the Dweeby bus. So where was I going with this? Yeah, so kids, it's all about the zombies and the blood and the guts and the aliens. And so, you know, if zombies are in, take advantage of that. You know, put a lot of black eyeshadow around their eye and whitish type powder. And you could, you know, have some blood marks or whatever they do to make, you know, them look all, I don't know, zombie-like. And they'll look cool. It's going to be better than any mask. So, you know, if you could do that, I think that's great. You know what I did one day for Halloween? I didn't have time. No, I'm not going to say the Inside Out story, which was cool. Basically, I was inside out. Had my clothes on first, then a bra and panties, and then I had Kleenex on the bra, like I stuffed my bra, and then I had a maxi pad attached to the panties. So I was inside out. But no, that's not what I was going to say. Another day for Halloween, what I did is they have these trash bags that are pumpkin trash bags. They're huge. So what I did is I wore green tights, a green shirt, I tied this green scarf on my head to look like a leaf, and I put on the trash bag, and I stuffed it with newspaper, and I stapled it together, and I was a pumpkin. Now, I know that would probably kind of look geeky, but it was very inexpensive to do, and it was a quick costume. But honestly, if you guys really don't have any idea what to be for Halloween, be Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, a hole in her pants, lopsided breasts, googly eyes, hair messed up. No, honestly, you could be Dr. Dahlia. I think that would be a very, very cool costume. Don't you think? I'm going to be Dawn for Halloween tonight. Yeah, I'm going to be Dawn. I can't wait. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. Dawn usually works the dials. Dawn, what do you usually wear when you work the dials? Denim. Yes, I want to be denim. I'll be denim Dawn. Denim. Yeah, I'll be Dawn. I'm sure everyone's going to recognize me. So that's what I'm going to be for Halloween. Okay, are we done? Oh, yeah. So guys, just, you know, and remember, inspect the candy. Candy looking suspicious. If the candy was opened, throw it out. If the chocolate looks part white, you know, like it's old, don't eat it. Anything that smells funny, don't eat it. Any looks like holes or injection spots in there, don't eat it. The kids do not get to try the candy while they're eating. And feed the kids a good meal before they go out trick-or-treating, because they're going to be so hungry and start feeding on chocolate. Have them stuffed with vegetables and broccoli and cauliflower before they even eat. And some of your nearby dentists are offering cash for candy. So check that out. Some of the nearby dentists will be giving cash for candy. I know, give them the dots and the dum-dums. Really quickly, we were going to be talking about earlier this hour, what happens with Hurricane Sandy and the election. Could the election be postponed? Absolutely. The president can't postpone the election, but Congress can. Congress, I believe, is the only one who could set the date for federal elections. And when 9/11 hit back in 2001, New York City was holding a mayoral, the primary for the mayors. They had to reschedule it after Hurricane Katrina 2005. Louisiana's governor had to postpone municipal elections in New Orleans. You bet your butt that if people can't vote in this election, they are going to either, they're either going to move polling sites. They're going to either extend the day. And there is a possibility. There is a possibility that, they could actually move voting to even a further day. Now, that's never been happened. Never been happened. But what I think they're going to do is they're going to move polling locations if there's no power, if there's no way to get there because still flooding and damage and no street lights. Like I said, they would probably move the polls, probably allow paper ballots instead of electronic ballots. But from what we understand, I mean, it is still a possibility that, people may not be able to vote this election, and they are going to do what they can to allow that to happen. So we will keep you posted on that. All right. A lot more to talk about in the next couple hours. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, don't forget, go online to drdahlia.com. You can listen to my show there or on your free Android app. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, but have a happy Halloween.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.